Thought Bubble Audio.
Hi, and welcome to Supergirl TV Talk. This is the podcast where we cover the CW's hit show, Supergirl. I'm Frank.
And I'm Tim.
And we're back for episode two.
Yes, we are back for episode two. How are you tonight?
I'm good. It's episode two, Electric Boogaloo.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No.
What?
No. No. Save your Electric Boogaloo jokes for when Livewire comes back.
Okay.
That's when you save Electric Boogaloo
jokes.
Yeah,
but two and Boogaloo, never mind. So how you
look,
doing?
I don't know what rhyming is, so I don't. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm very good, in fact. There's a nice breeze coming through this window.
Yes, it
actually.
Is nice.
So I am quite comfortable.
Good. You don't have a heavy kryptonite heart.
No,
today.
I don't.
Good.
My heart is not leaden
good
with kryptonite.
That's
get
wonderful.
It lead kryptonite.
Snap.
Zinga.
Bazinga.
Car.
Snapper car.
All right, can we just get the rough episode?
Yeah,
away
wow. This is already rough. How you doing out there in podcast land, folks? We're going to open up the mailbag real quick here and jump in before we talk about this episode. As always, you can send us your mail at supergirltvtalk@gmail.com or tweet at us at TV Supergirl. But most importantly of all, we really, really appreciate your iTunes reviews. A bunch of you left us iTunes reviews after this past week telling us how sexy Tim's hair was. And we really appreciate that. But what I would personally appreciate even more is if you haven't left us an iTunes review yet, please do. You can even just leave us this simple 5-star rating. That's fine. We don't need you to write everything. But if you do want to write something, I think it's my turn.
And I think so.
I think so. I think it's only fair. I think so. You should send us iTunes reviews right now. Open up your podcast app. If you're listening right now, you have no excuse unless you're driving. But, you know, whatever.
Even
do it later.
What excuse is that?
It's not really
come on.
Excuse.
You're already texting and driving. You might as well.
Seriously. Might as well be leaving iTunes reviews.
And drive.
So open up that app right now. Leave us a 5-star review if you would, if you'd be so kind. And leave it with the caption, Frank's voice is sexy. And because you know what I look like.
That's so self-serving.
Well, I told them to say that your hair was sexy last week.
Yeah, but you said it about me. You said this about
fine.
Yourself.
What did they say about me?
Your voice is sexy.
Oh, yeah. The only thing sexy about me, so I had to just go with the one thing.
That's not that's true. Your beard is magnificent.
Frank's beard is magnificent. There we
there
go.
You go.
All right.
Good.
We'll know who actually paused and like left the review and who kept going based on what they said.
Your beard is well cropped.
Well cropped. Oh, what a compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you. So please leave us those iTunes reviews. It means the world to us and would really help us. We want to get into the top 25 in iTunes TV and movies this season. So only you can do that by helping us out there. So the first email we got here in the mailbag is from Victor. He says, "Hello, my dear friends. So glad so glad Supergirl returned and you guys are back too. I'm a fan of your show and never miss any of your podcasts. I love the season 2 premiere. Change to CW was the best thing that could have happened to the show. I felt more fresh and the inclusion of Superman was amazing. Tyler is a great Superman. The chemistry that Tyler and Melissa had was amazing. Do you think in the near future we could see a spinoff with Tyler's version of Superman? What do you think of that? I want to know your opinion. Also, a prediction of what the season could bring us in the future. Hopefully my email makes it to your show. It's great the show is back and cannot wait for the crossover in a few weeks. My Mondays got a lot better. By the way, Frank, congrats on your marriage. Thank you, sir. Keep it up and we'll end. I'm so happy we're back. We're happy to be back too, man. Thanks, Victor. So do we think we'll see a spinoff with Tyler's Superman?
No.
I don't either.
No, Andrew Kreisberg came out and said yesterday that there will not be a spinoff with Superman. Reading between the lines of what he said, it sounded like WB, they said, can we have Superman? And they said, you can have Superman for two episodes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Meaning, like, we know that the transition might be tough, so let's bring people in. Let's include Superman to get people watching.
Sure.
You know, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I think they really are trying to separate. So, and
yeah,
then...
I think you're right.
And then you already have... What is a Superman show going to do that a Supergirl show isn't?
Yeah, I'm sure if they really wanted to, they would. But you're right. Like this show is sort of filling that hole right now.
Especially now since she's the reporter,
right.
And like you have Snapper Carr, who's basically Perry White. You know, and
they don't want this show to be like a knockoff Superman. You know, they
right,
don't want it to
yeah.
be like, oh, we couldn't get Superman, so we did the girl
so
version.
Did,
like,
right,
that's
exactly.
not the point at all.
And they spent all season proving that wasn't
right,
the point.
Right.
And so by then doing a Superman show, you would like negate all of that. That being said, I would love to watch that show.
I would watch that show in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would too. Right.
I would watch it.
But
in a heartbeat.
No, I don't think we're going to get one.
Sadly, no. Sadly, no. I don't believe that we will. The other question he had for us, what was your opinion, also prediction of what the season could bring us in the future? Well, you already have your, we did our prediction show a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd recommend going back and listen to our season 1.5 episodes. Where we went through that.
Jeremiah was a cyborg. Dum
dum.
Had
good.
A metal hand. Oh my!
Wow. Bum bum
bum. Yeah,
that's good.
The beta version was Metallo, but he didn't really work out fine.
This is really good. Yeah, I think yeah. So
no prep.
Well done.
Actually, really no prep.
I know. Yeah. I believe you. I couldn't tell, but I believe you.
Yeah.
Tim's prediction that Jeremiah is going to be the cyborg Superman, I hope, is true. We got another hint at Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I think that's the biggest prediction we have this season, and you can hear more of them in our episode from the summer where we covered that. So thank you. Thank you for the email there. Next up is an email from, we're going to go to Susan. Wow, what a great episode. CW is proving to be a great home for Supergirl. I love the whole episode. The Super Cousins in action, both serious and fun, as well as the Kara and Alex moments were all excellent. Wynn's reaction to Clark was hilarious and mirrored my own. I was happy to finally see some Kryptonian language in the series and loved that both Jean and Kara used it. Gonna miss having the amazing Cat Grant around, but I think the introduction of Snapper Carr did prove antagonistic and interesting enough to prove a different to provide a different kind of mentor for Kara moving forward. Can't wait to see some more Mon-El in future episodes.
I agree with all of those things.
Agree
actually,
with Susan,
yeah,
yes, those are all very, very good points.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good points. Yeah, so we'll just do one more here, and this comes from Andre. It says, I feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I prefer Gotham, but I have really enjoyed watching Supergirl develop into a great show. I guess I'll have to get really good at watching Supergirl between commercials or wait for the season's DVD.
I also love Gotham very much. So there's a, if we weren't doing this show, I would have that same dilemma. Which one do I watch first? Which is one do I watch second? I think because they're very different. There's
sure.
no reason to like even try to compare them
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they are pretty much the only thing that really connects them is the fact that they take place in a DC universe.
Right.
But my question is, why don't you just DVR one of them?
Yeah, I mean, if you're Andre, that would be my advice too. Obviously, if you have access to a DVR, I would do that. Or there's a new CW app mm-hmm. where you can watch Supergirl for free. You know, later on. So
when do those load on Tuesday?
I believe the next morning. Yeah, Tuesday
morning. Next morning, sure. Okay.
So you can go ahead and watch them the next day for free, and you don't need to have a cable subscription or anything. You can just watch them if you don't mind watching a few ads. You can watch the whole episode.
And that
for free.
One will actually help boost.
Yes, that does
ratings.
Count towards
that
ratings.
Will
That's
count
true.
Towards ratings. Whereas if you're not part of the cable system,
mm-hmm.
then you watching it might not count for anything.
Right. Yeah, they're starting to count that stuff now. So that's an idea. If you really prefer Gotham and you want to watch it live, that's cool.
I guess it really depends which one you don't mind getting spoiled first.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, if you don't mind hearing the spoilers for Supergirl. Although this season I feel like they've been revealing stuff online. Like officially revealing stuff online, photos and things of characters and
for Supergirl. I think they're trying to generate hype because
I think
it's
so.
New to the network.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
Which I will get to
yes.
much later in this yes. episode. Actually,
yes.
I have a comment about that. You have a comment about our sponsor.
I sure do. Our first sponsor is Supergirl.tv. These guys have been with us since the very beginning, and they are fantastic. They are the definitive fan site for Supergirl news and photos and galleries and videos and spoilers and everything else. They really, really do the best job at tracking all this stuff. You can always get recaps of the episodes like right after it airs. They've got their recap up with their analysis, which is a great read. They got teasers for upcoming episodes, all the news and little tidbits and things you didn't know or didn't realize. fun stuff, synopsis of upcoming episodes. This is like the really good single source to get it all from. It's where we get a lot of our news from that you see us tweeting out on our Twitter account. Speaking of Twitter, you can follow them at Supergirl TV site, and you'll be finding all their stuff as it comes out as well. So check them out. We really appreciate working with them for season two now, for the second season in a row. So thank you so much to Supergirl.tv at Supergirl TV site.
Very good.
Cool.
Should I crack open the notebook?
Do it.
Good, because it's already open.
Did you like that I texted you the red notebook emoji last night?
I did.
That I didn't even know existed, but now I'm...
Nah, but now we can use it.
We can use it all the time. Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Supergirl, season two, episode two. Why did I write episode one?
Oh, no.
Wait, did I write episode one? Oh, no. What did I do? Season two. Oh, no. I got to change my notes.
Because of all these people who can see them.
Yeah, but I'll
so
know.
Embarrassing.
That's really embarrassing. Supergirl, season two, episode two, The Last Children of Krypton.
It is.
Very good. All right. So there's a fire going on. And the fireman, the policeman, the city official, whoever it is in a uniform, was like, I sure hope she shows up.
I know.
Which I loved. That was great.
Yeah.
And then when he sees both of them in the sky, he's like,
even better.
Yeah, which it is.
Which it is.
Because that's the audience, right? That's,
exactly.
You know, like, I really hope she shows up in this episode that she's named after, you know, that's named after her, you know. And then they both show up and you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Both of them together.
Double whammy.
And they are... saving National City. They're going around doing a bunch of stuff, which is really, really nice. I really enjoy sassy Superman.
Yeah.
You know, like they shoot, you know, they go and they stop the car and she stops it. Then they try to back up and he stops it and, you know, it just gets smushed. And he's like, you know, I think I scratched your, you know,
yeah, your fender.
But really more to, you know, like boom, boom, boom. Let's shoot some guns at you. They don't work. So let's punch you.
Yeah.
And why?
I'm funny. I was like, if the bullets didn't work, why the punching?
Why?
I never understood that.
No. Yeah. Like last ditch effort. Let me break my hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, he is absolutely right. The show did answer a question I had from last week.
Oh, okay.
In human form, we call him Hank when you work
for
the
DEO.
Oh, that's
right.
Because Wynn calls him Hank right at the beginning. So apparently,
which is what I've been doing.
Yeah, which is what you've been doing. But later, Superman calls him John when he looks like that. Not John.
John. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Someone didn't give Tyler the memo.
Well, it is John Jones.
I know, but that's his human alias.
Right. No.
Usually.
But Henshaw is his human
alias in the show. Yes,
right.
Yes.
John Jones is the
Martian name.
Martian name. John Jones is the Americanized Martian name.
The detective that he, whose identity he assumes in comics.
Right. So all that's well and fine. They go and they're like, hey, there was a Kilgore, you know, running rampant. Where were you? And they're like, oh, we Kilgore, not Kilgore. There's a slight difference.
Kilgrave.
Right. running rampant, you know, we were about to go out. And like, oh, we already put him in detention. No worries.
I know.
Like, there are procedures. We are a government agency.
Right.
That's why you spend all the time, like, we're still waiting here.
Yeah.
Ready to go out to save people, just about heading out. And you're like, it's already
done. It's done.
Government work.
Got to fill out the paperwork.
Yeah, right. Fun fact, Kilgores are native to Mars. They're like giant spider things.
Oh, fiercest killers in the animal kingdom.
Right. Yes.
For all you Kevin Smith fans out there.
Exactly right. But they are giant spiders native to Mars.
Interesting.
So whether that's going to become relevant or later, it probably won't. But that's my fun fact for you this evening.
Thank you.
Or this morning for those of you. Or this afternoon.
Today.
Time is an illusion.
It
Who's
really
to say
is.
What
a flat
time
circle.
It is?
A flat circle.
So then we go back to, we get, you know, there's like, oh, why can't you just be nice to him? And he's like,
sure.
I was being nice. You know, exact dialogue.
Yep.
And
yep.
cadence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was being nice.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Fine. I'll be nicer. You know, like, whatever. So we go to Cadmus.
Mm.
And why is the...
okay.
Okay.
Comes...
All right. I get that Cadmus is the bad guy.
Yeah.
No question. Mm. They're definitely bad. Cad and Musses are bad alone,
oh,
so
totally.
Together they
Put
are
them
super
together.
Evil. Why are their facilities so unsanitary?
Oh, okay. That's not where I thought you were
why
going.
Why are they in, like, an abandoned warehouse?
I don't know. I was going to say, why are there no lights? Like, why can they...
Right. What, like, obviously, you have the technology to build cyborgs out of promethium, the same metal that makes Cyborg the superhero. How can you not have lights or, you know, a mop?
Great question.
To clean the floor.
Or a mop. Or, something. Like, latex gloves or anything sanitary.
Yeah, right. It's just so gross in there.
I don't know. I guess they took over the DEO's cave.
The cave was cleaner. The cave had fluorescent lights.
It's true.
You know?
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
Cadmus has nothing.
I don't know. I got
like,
nothing.
Don't be worried about these guys. They're clearly not allocating their money correctly. You know.
I got nothing, man.
Yeah, or they're using all their money and promethium is really expensive and they can't afford to turn lights on.
Literally can't keep the lights on.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but Cadmus has set up for us in season 2 the Freak of the Week, right?
Yes.
Because last season was Fort Roz.
Yes.
Now we've got Cadmus.
Fort Roz, which they have not mentioned by name.
No, they mentioned it this episode.
Did they?
Yeah, at the very
end. No way.
Didn't you remember that we needed all that kryptonite for Fort Roz?
I don't remember them mentioning Fort Roz by name. I thought they just sort of made vague references. Because last week they didn't at all, and I thought it was kind of, they seemed like they were just like stepping over it, and I was like, just say it. I missed it this week.
Say it.
Okay, good. I missed it this time. So, okay. There goes
I just heard it. Maybe, you know, because I knew what they were talking about. Okay, so we'll put it this way. If they did say it, good for them. You bridged the gap between the networks. If you didn't, that's fine because you're trying to, you're basically repiloting.
Yeah.
You know, without doing so. Like, they're in a real precarious situation they have to make it interesting for the audience who came over the network to a different network. But there's a lot of people who probably turned in for the first time.
Right.
So what are you doing? Yeah.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, it was nice to have that. That's the reason for Freaks to show up now is Cadmus.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which is, it's fine.
I'm good with it.
Yeah. So you know, Kara and Clark. Where's my water?
Drink your water.
I'll drink my water.
Oh, man, you lush.
Laced with H.
You're just... And O.
And O. Some two. Yeah.
Double your H, double your
Yeah. Hashtag too much fun. See what I did there?
Yes, yeah.
Team Krypton. They are Team Krypton.
Having hashtag too much fun.
I don't know whether I liked Sean saying hashtag too much fun or not.
Throwing it back in her face, I loved it.
Yeah. I think throwing it back in her face is fun. It's one of those things where you're like, do you get what that is?
Yeah, do you know what
you're
saying?
Because even if you're not an alien from a different planet, you're still just a grown man.
Yeah.
Who's definitely not using Twitter.
Right.
Or any social media for that
not,
matter.
Not Hank. David Harewood does. Not Hank.
No. Yeah, David Harewood's great on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He loves the Instagram.
He does. Yeah, he's quite a fan.
Which I also do, too. Yeah. So Mon-El is draining power to help himself cellular repair, right? He's like almost like a healing factor,
yeah,
right?
It's
like
a
Wolverine healing factor, which is something they all do, really. When Kryptonite or when the Kryptonians or when Kryptonite's not around, they also can repair themselves at a cellular level.
Exactly.
They were basically explaining how Kryptonian powers work.
Yeah, pretty much.
But using Mon-El, even though he's not a
Yeah.
Well, as far as we know, based on the comics, Mon-El, he is not Kryptonian.
Right. But they haven't told us that straight up in the show yet.
No. So then we flash to it's going to be Sister Night. Alex, are we still on for Sister Night? Veep.
Yeah.
And food. I think it's Chinese.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I invited Clark because he's like my weird new boyfriend who's also my cousin.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
To Sister Night? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
First sign that something was wrong.
Yeah. Can you tell that I'm not actually happy?
I'm not thrilled about this.
Yeah.
And like, for good reason. Like, who would be?
Yeah. Sister Night. Don't, you know, that's sacred.
Not cousin night.
Right. Yes. Not even family night.
Right.
It's sister night. Because if it was family night, you could be like, well, he is family.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, right.
But no.
Oh, he's family? Is he a sister?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Also, and this is going to be my running commentary through the thing. They have super speed.
Yes.
Why are you upset? Why you got it? Like, you could fly back in a couple of minutes.
Right.
Like, because they're not as fast as the Flash. So, you know, nor is Flash even this fast in the DC TV universe right now.
Sure, but...
but
you could come for, like, you could stay in Metropolis and come here whenever you want. Like,
right.
Pretty much as fast because as you want.
It will only take you seconds, minutes right. to, maybe just seconds, and it'll be okay. Yeah.
And don't forget the flying. Like, not just the running, but the flying.
You can fly. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot that's going to be in your way.
You're good.
It's okay. Let him go visit Lois for a night while you have sister night. This is my running.
Yes.
This is my running thing.
This is so true.
Through the, okay. So, but it all makes sense in the context of the show and,
yes.
you know, like, but it's not like he's like, I'm going to space. I'll be gone for a while. He's
right,
like,
right, right.
I'm flying 3,000 miles away in a plane that would take 6 hours.
Right.
For me, Superman, and you, Supergirl, it will take less than 6 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, calm down.
Right.
Yeah. Like, obviously, it actually takes that length by the end of the episode. He's, like, gone in a second. And he's like,
yes, and he's
you already. It's
right.
been, like, 2 seconds.
Right,
and it's
right,
like, God.
All right.
Yeah, me too. So, anyway, so I'm still on Sister Night. So, we get introduced to, you know, it's Carr's first day. She's going to be a reporter, all that stuff. She goes in, and she meets Snapper Carr,
yeah.
her new boss. What are your thoughts on Snapper?
He doesn't have much of a personality yet.
I disagree. I think he's got loads of personality.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Not really. I'm gonna fight you on that. He doesn't have much of a personality yet. What little we see is what I expected, like the distant, aloof, you know, cold boss who expects a lot from his people and doesn't particularly like anybody. A little bit like Cat meets Perry White. Or certain interpretations of Perry White anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like he's a very, very good journalist. That's the Perry White side of things. Very demanding. It's Cat, you know, and somewhat cold
and
aloof.
And also, Perry.
And Perry. You're right. Very demanding. You're right. You're
the
right.
Conversations
That's
that
true.
Clark is having with Perry is very demanding.
That's very true. That's very
yeah.
true. And it seems like this version of Perry is not particularly cuddly. He seems no. like he's more of a J. Jonah Jameson kind of Perry.
Yeah, exactly. So, Superman, he's a menace.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm just kidding. He's not. Clark, you're the menace. Yeah.
In print, it's libel.
Yeah. I resent that.
Spider-Man 2 was on, I think, FXX a few nights ago or something. And I,
oh, really?
I couldn't help but just watch like the second half of the movie.
That quote is from, Super, is
from Spider-Man,
Spider-Man
1.
Though.
I know.
You don't trust anybody, do you? I trust my barber.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. No, you should not. Okay. My impression of Snapper Carr is he's probably the most realistic reporter that we've seen so far.
Mm.
Actually, in the show, he's not. He's very un-CW like in a lot of ways.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
that's very
true. He's not like dashingly handsome, you know, super nice or whatever Snapper Carr.
Mm.
He's a regular guy.
It's so true because the CW version of him would be like tall, dark, and handsome. Carr would have a crush on him, and there'd be a love triangle instantly with her, with like
right or
James
something like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. It would. Yeah, he's just. A regular Joe,
like
who's really good at his job, who's
right.
really gruff. He's kind of he's jaded because he's been in it for so long. And
right.
media has changed so much in such a short amount of time that he's, you know, maybe struggling to keep up a bit. But he's still a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist,
exactly,
and all that stuff. And he's in the real life husband of Nia Vardalos.
Yes,
which I really like.
Yes,
if yeah. you don't, people don't know who that is. That's
my
big fat Greek wedding, to which he is also in.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fun fact of the day.
There you go.
I probably have more. So he does not like her, despite Cat going, oh, yes. Yes, he likes you very much.
He's a big fan.
Yeah. No, he is not. Mm-mm. No, he is not, which we'll get back to at another time. So then we flash to...
no, this is Supergirl, not Flash.
We super speed to... we super speed to Kara's apartment, in which we see the photo... that James took of Superman. That
I noticed
the
that
pilot.
Too. Mm-hmm. It was hanging exactly. on her wall.
Yeah.
That he gave her in the pilot. He's like, oh, I'll get another print. It's fine. And I think that's also a Pulitzer.
Yeah.
So everyone in the show has a Pulitzer.
Except
basically.
For her.
Yeah. Yes.
And Alex.
Yes.
And
Al- yeah, exactly.
And Sean. So it's people who work at Catco.
Right.
Yeah. Because the rest of them don't.
They just give them out on the way.
So
in.
Everyone who works at Catco has
it's
a Pulitzer.
Like, hello, here's your welcome packet. Here's your HR manual. And here's your Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
Okay.
And you know what? Here's your Golden Globe for good measure. Yeah.
We do own a news network too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So Clark shows up and Alex is not super happy, but she's kind of like, sup? Hey, Clark.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I'll be polite.
And he gets there. He's like, can I have a minute alone with Kara?
Yeah, immediately. He's like, hi.
Yeah. Can I have a minute alone? Like,
you're the only... I mean, we could leave the room, but we both have super hearing, so like it just makes sense for you to leave.
I guess
like,
it makes sense for you. You should be the one.
Yeah. Sorry.
You know what?
Awkward.
Yeah. You know what? You're a super spy. You know, you're a super DEO agent. You can afford to take a couple of steps that way.
Just go.
It's fine.
It's fine. I know I crashed the party, but you're going
to
leave the room.
Yeah, right. Goodbye. And by crashing the party, he shows up like, hey, can't wait to have this super fun sister night. By the way, here's some depressing news. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I know. Couldn't even wait till the end of the night. Like, that's a boyfriend who doesn't know how to break up with a girl. Like, yeah, this guy.
Boyfriend doesn't know how to break up with his cousin who he's dating.
Yeah. Wait, what? Their relationship was a little strange.
It's a little weird. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I know. I love Tyler as Superman. I think he's the best. I mean, this is the closest.
This is the closest I've ever felt to being like, there's Superman.
Yeah.
I'm happy closest about thing all the versions that are existing, whether you as Clark in personal life or in your, you know, I'm at the Daily Planet kind of life or as Superman. All of it.
Closest thing to perfect since Dean Cain.
Yeah, really. And even I've said this before, Dean Cain's Superman is a little more smug, like corny than Tyler's is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I actually I like Tyler's Superman more. Mm. But anyway, so he's like, I'm going to go back. I got to get back to Lois. I have a city that needs me to. All valid points. As we determined, you can zip there anytime you want. It's okay. Also, you've been... It's a little indeterminate how long they've been. It's like a day, a two?
Yeah, she's like, you're leaving already? But it's like, I mean, it's been like,
it's been
a day or a week.
Whatever.
Or I don't know what it's been.
I don't
been.
Know. I don't think it really matters because, like, Snapper Carr has clearly... she's already working at Catco. It's not new.
Yeah, yeah.
Using the reestablished office of James. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Where it's just basically James' office that they turned into a different to a different office.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's got to go back. And so... But not before one last team up. Guy on the bridge, they're gonna jump. Looks like a job for Super Team.
Yeah,
Team Krypton.
Team Krypton.
They go. It's Metallo. They have a fun fight. I don't have much to say.
It was good.
The fight was really good.
The effects are still solid. I thought.
Yep, I agree. It looks really good. I actually have comments about the action as the show goes on.
Okay, cool.
I'll be honest. That fight, my TV was recording in regular def, and it was really bothering me.
Oh wow!
But I was like a couple minutes behind, so I was like trying to fast forward and whatever. So I think I missed like a minute of the fight, and so I only saw when she got blasted.
Okay,
and he's like goodbye, and she and Superman picks her up.
Yep.
And so I can't really comment on the fight the way that I want to.
It was really good. That moment was. I'm glad you saw that moment. So they overplayed that a little bit in the trailer and online, and they kind of overhyped it, but you knew they had to have been, like, you knew she wasn't going to die.
Well, but CW releases these posters of famous, of, like, there's there's the Flash Supergirl fake cover that they did
from
of the
last
race
season,
because it was a homage to the cover of Superman and the Flash racing, so it was Supergirl.
They've
whatever.
Done it before.
And they've done it before. It's actually the background on my phone right now. The Superman one.
Cool.
The saturation of the color is really nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And so we find out there's a mole in the DEO because, you know, they were the only ones that were supposed to have kryptonite, but clearly Metallo
suddenly
has a kryptonite heart.
Yeah.
So what are we all doing about that? Not a whole lot until a little later. We see a mad Superman, which I did not like.
Yeah.
Because it made me feel sad.
Yeah.
Sad is the emotion I wanted.
Yeah.
Mad Superman makes me feel uncomfortable because it's like dad's mad, right? In a way where you're like, this is the guy that makes everyone feel at ease and he's great and whatever. And as soon as he's mad, you're like, you're the one guy that has so much patience and all this. And if you're mad, it's a bad thing.
Are you going to like fly backwards and make the world turn back on its axis? I don't like what happens if you get mad.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. This Superman is not going to do that.
No.
That's what Barry's job is in this universe.
There you go.
Messing with the timeline.
Messing
is
up
Barry.
Time is Barry's
That's
job.
Barry's thing. You can't take that away from him. And so there's a great website called like Text from Superheroes.
Yeah.
And there's a Barry Hal Jordan one. There's a Flash Green Lantern conversation. Oh, okay. And something, and Hal's like, oh, it's something terrible. I did something wrong. And Barry's like, why don't you just go back in time and change time? That's what I do when I screw up. And he's like, isn't that kind of irresponsible? And he's like, ah, whatever. And he's like, this is the fourth time we've had this conversation today. What? Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. What also was great was Wynn's line, Superman and Martian Manhunter are going to fight. This is terrible. This is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
That's my feelings.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love when Wynn is the proxy for the audience. This is often.
You know, actually, in the email we got earlier, you know, like Wynn's reactions to Superman were my reactions.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, they were also mine.
Yeah.
I'm skipping forward a little bit, but the suit. Thing like what do you yes. think? I think they look good. Not you. Yeah. Not her. Yeah. Don't care. All right. So then a creepy message from Cadmus comes through. The TVs get hacked everywhere. I would assume across the country, not just National City.
Yeah, it's from the tone of the message you would think so, yes.
It felt like Zod's message to the world in Man of Steel.
It felt like V for Vendetta. It felt like Anonymous. It felt like F Society from Mr. Robot. It felt like all those things.
Yeah. Now, all that being said, creepy messages to the world, not a great way to get people on your side.
Not really.
No.
But I don't know if Cadmus really cares about getting people on their
side.
They're
just delivering the message.
They're more like Team Rocket.
You want to explain that a little
they're
bit?
They're just going to cause mayhem for their cause. They're like terrorists. They're just going to cause mayhem for their cause. They're not about bashing in minds. They're about bashing in skulls.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
Captain Hammer approach.
Back Captain Hammer's here, hair blowing in the breeze.
He's got to bash in minds.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, okay, I'd agree with that. Because the way that the message felt like what they were saying was very much like, we're doing this for you.
Join the movement.
The movement. And great. And so I was like, but I'm not going to join.
But at the same time, we're just going to kill aliens until you agree with us.
Especially since we've established over two episodes and a whole season previously pretty much that everyone really likes Superman and Supergirl.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, the first line of the show is, thank God she's here.
That's right.
You know, or whatever it is.
I hope she shows up.
I was real close. Just the tenses and, you know,
it's fine
where it falls you know, different words. So, so it's like, oh, you know, all these popular people that are protecting you, screw them.
Forget
we're here for them and to help you. But like, what are you doing, Cadmus? You're marketing yourselves.
God.
Horribly wrong.
Here's my card.
Yeah, right. This is Frank's card. Yeah. Let him help you.
Yeah.
So after that happens, Kara's got to go be a reporter. And, you know, and she's like, hey, what do you want me to do? And he's like, nothing. You don't work here.
Don't report.
Yeah. And, you know, and she's like, but Miss Grant said, oh, well, Miss Grant said, you know. Oh, you chose this. Oh, well, guess what? It's not a Facebook update. You know, all that stuff.
He goes off on her about all the virtues of journalism, why people become journalists and how it's something inside of them and they want to fight for truth and they want to find the truth and expose it and all that, which would be great if journalists actually did that anymore.
That's why he's bitter, because that's not really what happens anymore.
So, but he basically says to her, like, he doesn't see that in her and she should just go away.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So she doesn't get a chair.
Yeah,
it's really
chair.
The recurring joke.
Yeah.
You know, do I get a chair? No.
No.
Which, none of them really had chairs.
He was
the only one that had a chair.
They're all standing around in an office. Like,
yeah. What are you all people doing here? Go out report.
Waiting for my chair, sir.
Yeah. Nothing much yet, sir. Man, we don't have no chairs. Yeah.
Dateline, National City. No chairs to be found.
Yeah. They were stolen by the chair master.
Ah!
All right.
That sounds like a Batman 66 villain.
The chair master. Yeah. The scare master.
The chair master has like a warehouse full of like easy chairs and recliners and folding chairs and kitchen table chairs. And
there's a villain from The Tick.
Okay. Is it the chair master?
I don't know.
Is it the scare master? Is it the Stairmaster?
Chairface.
Chairface.
That's his dude. Chairface Chippendale.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
His name. Have you ever seen him?
No.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
There he is.
He's literally a human body, but then instead of a neck and a head, it's just a wooden chair.
Chairface Chippendale.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Chippendale's a nice touch too.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
But he stole all the chairs.
Okay.
Next crossover. Amazon's crossing over.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime is crossing over with the CW. The Tick and Supergirl.
Let's make it happen.
Yep. All right. So she leaves and she's like, well, I'll prove myself to you by doing that. I mean, I'm going to cry to Miss Grant.
Yeah.
And so she goes up. She goes up to Catco, into which I say, really nice Steadicam use of the space.
Yeah.
That's really one of the first times we've ever really explored that space like that, where she's on the move and she's getting stuff and she's doing something.
Cool.
And I really liked it. It had an Aaron Sorkin vibe to it.
Walk and talk.
Walk and talk with
the
me.
Walk and talk.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I was following you. Okay. Okay, bye. Yeah. And so we learn that Kat wants to move on, which we called last week.
Yes.
Which was pretty obvious.
Which we called over the summer when she was only going to be in a few episodes of the season.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right, yeah. You know, but then gave precedence to it when she was like,
yeah,
you know, and do something different. Now, Snapper Carr is not her replacement, which we'll get to later.
Yes.
But because apparently he's always worked there,
yes.
which is fine. I don't have a problem with that.
No, neither.
And so she's leaving, but you know, before she goes, you know, Carr's kind of having a breakdown where all this change, and she doesn't do well with change, which ties into that thing with Clark leaving.
Yeah,
which is fine, except that he really wasn't there to begin with. So technically, him being there is
a change, and he did fine with that change.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what my thought when she said that was like, you like some changes though.
Yeah, right, because him being there is a change.
You like it when he showed up.
Yeah, dang it, Kara, be consistent,
right?
In your feelings, no one's consistent in their feelings.
That's true.
You know, but then she tells Carr, you know, a real tender moment. You is kind. You is smart. You is important.
That was the gist of the conversation.
It's basically what it was. I think it was actually smart, talented, and amazing.
Amazing, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which I liked,
but
you is kind. So
that's good.
And they got, and there was a hug. She calls her Kara. There's a nice hug.
Oh, she called her Kara again.
Yeah, she called her Kara. Yeah. And there was a nice hug between them. We've talked about before how the soul of the show is really Alex and Kara. And this episode, again, did really, there was that through line that was absolutely very true. But I think this episode nailed home that the presence that Kat has on the show, then she'll no longer have.
That's right. That's right. I agree with that. Yeah.
So what are you going to do? And then we go back to super unsanitary Cadmus. And we see metal metallo hand. That's what I wanted, right? Because I wanted Terminator.
Yeah.
I wanted Terminator metallo. This was great. Because metallo has been showing up in live action for a while. This is not the first time we've seen him.
Yes, that's true.
He was on Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark, I forgot about that one.
He was on Smallville.
Yeah, that one I know.
Like, yeah. This is not the first time I've seen.
Right.
This is not the first time, you know. So it's not old. It's not almost old. It's old hat in a way.
It's been done.
But I found this to be the most comic book accurate metallo.
Yes. Oh, no
and
doubt about that.
And he's gone through a couple different origins sometimes. He's part of the military, you know, like all this different stuff. Sometimes he gets his kryptonite heart and body from Lex Luthor and whatever else. But there's a very particular book brought to you by one of our sponsors that is... Frank's going to tell you about. That's
you,
not a properly phrased sentence, but that's okay.
You are just on top of it with the segues today. Yeah, so Metallo, he goes all the way back to the 50s, but in 1986, when Superman comics were rebooted after Crisis on Infinite Earths, which incidentally was the...
Which was homaged when he was...
Exactly.
When
he's holding Kara.
Yeah,
anyway. That sounded like Captain Hammer being like, yeah, me right here.
My life.
But yeah, so yeah. Crisis on Infinite Earths was the event where they have Superman holding Kara's limp body. But right after that, they rebooted Superman comics, and John Byrne did that, and Man of Steel was the event that came after that. Man of Steel Volume 2... is available at our sponsor, InStockTrades.com. We're sponsored this week by InStock Trades and DCB Service, as we usually are. Thanks so much to them for always supporting us. InStock Trades NDCB service are a great source of buying your comics online. You can save 42%, sometimes more, often more. And as in this case, you can order your trade paperbacks, your collected editions, your hardcovers, all that stuff at in-stock trades. You can get your regularly issued weekly comics at DCB service. That's DCB service as in discount comic book service. You can save a bundle there. So this week we are recommending Superman the Man of Steel Volume 2, the trade paperback. And that is where you'll find the John Byrne and Marv Wolfman written book with art by John Byrne, Terry Austin, Dick Giordano, Jerry Ordway, some real titans, real powerhouses of comics in the 80s. It collects a bunch of issues, and included in that is the new origin of Metallo that came about in, I believe it was Superman number one, if I remember.
Superman number one.
Was,
yeah.
Superman number one?
It is.
Oh, I remember that cover.
Yeah.
That yellow cover with Mattel. Yes, yeah. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I read that in college, and I freaking loved that. So, yeah, there you go. This is Man of Steel Volume 2. You got, like I said, Luthor, Metallo, Darkseid, and more villains, as well as our favorite people like Lois and Clark and Perry and all those characters. You can get this book for normally you can get it for $19.95, which is a pretty fair price considering how much is collected here, but you're going to save 45% at in-stock trades, and you're going to get it for $10.97, so under $11 for a classic story, really, created by some amazing writers and artists. So check it out, instocktrades.com and DCB as in discount comic book service.com. And don't forget that at DCB service, if you buy your comics digitally, you will actually still get a benefit. You'll get 5% off of your digital comic purchases at Comixology or My Digital Comics, anything like that. You get a kickback when you buy stuff through a DCB service. Just go through their portal and you'll get your 5% back for your future purchases. So check that out. And thank you to InStock Trades and DCB service for sponsoring the podcast. So when we last left off, Metallo was messing stuff up.
Right. And now we're going to the Fortress of Solitude with Superman and Jon Jones to discover some stuff. About stuff. Why were they there? I don't even remember.
Kellex came out and was all like...
Yeah, I remember that. But no, what was the reason for them going there?
They were looking for kryptonite radiation.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember now. Okay.
They use the same angles in the fortress that they use in Smallville, by the way.
Yeah.
All, like the panning around stuff.
I have noticed.
I only say it's from Smallville because they didn't really do it in any of the movies.
And they recycled the shot of the parents, the ice
parents.
Oh,
the statue.
Which I love. So yeah. It's not a complaint, but it's a recycled shot.
There you go.
Because why would you recreate it at a different angle? Looks fine.
It looks great.
Don't worry about it. What I was mad about, how dare you have them fly into the fortress and not give me them in the same frame with him looking like the Martian Manhunter.
I know.
How dare you?
It's okay.
Until later.
They made up
for it.
It's
fine, yeah.
but in the moment.
But I was mad. I was like, why?
Damn it,
like,
show.
Damn it. Damn it, budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because he was right there. He was so close. So close. So Kellex comes out. I was happy. I love Kellex because I don't know why I'm amazed every time Kellex comes out and he looks great.
I know. He looks so shiny and cool.
I don't know why I'm amazed every time he looks great. Like, I'm expecting him to look like crap one day,
yeah.
But he doesn't. He looks great, but I'm not expecting it. I'm just really, whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's great.
Yeah. So, Jean speaks some Kryptonese, because we've established it's called Kryptonese in the show,
even though
Kryptonian, it's fine. No worries. Everyone's
I think he said Kryptonian this time.
I'm
pretty sure I noticed he said Kryptonian this time.
I didn't notice because I was busy writing a note. Well, I hope he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Maybe somebody was like, he was like, actually, no, it's this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe someone corrected him.
Who's to say? But either way, you get spoken Kryptonese. It was very, very, very nice. Nice to hear. And I love this thing about, like, they're the last survivors of their... really some of the last survivors of their planets. And so, Jean says, if we don't keep it alive, who's going to, You know, and this is a real nice bonding moment for them. But Zeus immediately is like, yeah, you can't offer the hand of friendship. And then still be like, by the way, I have this massive stuff that can kill you.
Yeah.
Which is, he's absolutely right.
Which is fair. Which is fair. But, you know, other government agencies keep stockpiles of weapons that are deadly to humans. And no one's like, I'm not working with you.
I think that Superman, in a weird way, does have trust issues, though, right? He, like, he gets upset when people don't trust him. It's not like a... You know, like, he's like, but I'm not here to do anything bad. But John has a really good point. It's not about you. Yeah. Like, it's about all the other Kryptonians that actually did exist.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and, like, we needed it for Fort Roz. And even, like, even when, like they're taken over by Red Kryptonite, which they're not stockpiling. Like, it's... Mm-hmm. It's
that we know of.
That we know of. Well, it was introduced to us last season for the first time for Kara. So, John didn't know about it. But even then, like, if that happened, like... You know, like, yeah. that green stuff is necessary.
Yep.
There's a reason that, like, in comics, Batman has kryptonite, and it's not because he's hiding it from Superman. It's because Superman gave it to him in case something went wrong. So, and, like, I don't agree with – I actually don't agree with Superman on this. Like, there should be some.
Yeah.
Because
– Yeah, I agree with you.
Superman should recognize how powerful he is. Supergirl should recognize how powerful
and
she is.
And shouldn't feel threatened by that. But yeah.
Right. So it is that trust issue. I have Superman just got their car. It's not a huge change. I understand. So she's talking to Alex and she's like, maybe I'll move to Metropolis. You know, that thing I could fly to in less than 6 minutes. Like, you could still live in National City and work in Metropolis if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Just have a P.O. box like to mail your stuff. It's fine.
It's fine. Everyone does it. It's fine.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, National City won't be like threatened as much if I'm not here. Probably true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but maybe Metropolis will be twice as threatened if you go there. So those people can't handle that. They've already got a Superman.
Yeah.
So true. I don't like change. So I think I might uproot my whole life. I think I might. Yeah. I might uproot my whole
life. That's it right there.
Yeah. So really, it's not her about not liking change at all. It's about her not liking change from, like, her previous life, because Clark's is as close to back to Krypton as she's going to get.
Yeah.
So it's not about her change on Earth. It's about reconciling the difference between Krypton and Earth, which is never really said. It's the subtext.
Right.
Or maybe I just read into it better.
I think you read into it, but I agree with your analysis of it. I think that's a valid, very valid point. She doesn't like change unless it's her idea, and then it's fine.
Yeah,
just like Clark, you should stay. She likes that change. If it's I'm going to go to Metropolis, she likes that change. But if it's I'm a reporter, that she likes that change. Anything else, she's like, I didn't decide this, so I don't like it.
Yeah,
that seems like. But I get again, like you said, emotions are not consistent, right?
No, so it's, and I also know people who really don't do well with change.
It's true.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I guess in a weird way, I am like her. But a lot of times, I'm like, yeah, whatever, change. It's fine.
Yeah,
like things are gonna happen.
Change happens.
But I mean, I also have a job where like things change every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you get new students, you teach new classes, and the schedule change, like this and that. Like so, the framework is the same. But, like, there's always a shuffle.
Yeah.
You know, there's constantly something moving. So maybe that's why I'm okay with it.
That makes sense.
From a work point of view. So they found Alex and Wynn have a little team up moment for where they're like, hey, so kryptonite is trackable because it gives off a form of radiation, which is all trackable. So could you track it in other places? And they're like, oh, yes, we can. And so they start doing that, which is pretty great, because Wynn is pretty awesome at the DEO.
Apparently,
like, he's actually found a little bit where he can be. But he, Alex and Wynn do not share a lot of scenes together in season one, like at all. Mm-hmm. So this is actually you're seeing a new relationship form on screen, right? Pretty much,
yeah.
And so, but Wynn points out very firmly that Alex is, you know, like, when was the last time? You know, like, I haven't been on a date in 2 years because I'm doing this and doing this. And he's like, hey. Family is not about scorekeeping.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about being there.
I really like
you
that.
You know, and I really know that because my dad is a homicidal murderer. You know? Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, that old stuff. That's very good. We get Metropolis and Krypton Park, which is very cool. So usually that's Millennial Park, Bicentennial Park.
It's Millennium Park.
Millennium Park. So So it's Krypton Park. Yeah, it's Krypton Park in the show with a Superman with a Superman S statue. My question is, did the death of Superman already happen?
Oh, the statue is there, isn't it?
A statue of some kind. Was that erected as like a thank you, here you are, or did the death and return of Superman already happen?
By the way, real-time follow-up, it's Centennial Park.
Centennial Park.
You're right. You know why? Because Millennium Park is Chicago.
Oh, okay. That would be why. Okay.
So Centennial Park. So your inkling was right. yeah, if the statue is there, it stands to reason the death of Superman may have already happened, and he is older enough.
It's 12 years.
It's 12 years older that it could have happened. Now, the only thing
he's been Supermaning for 12 years. For,
at least, yeah.
Yeah.
Only discrepancy, I guess, is that he is still just dating Lois and not married to Lois, but that's something that could easily change.
He was not married to Lois at the death of Superman.
No, but 12 years later he would have been. Do you follow?
Yes, but also there would have been a cyborg Superman, which maybe there wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you can go by it
that's
that way.
That's can change, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, yeah. It's very possible.
They don't have to really worry about.
It's very possible. Of course, in this reality, it could also be that they just like, oh, we love Superman so much. Here's a statue to him.
Right, and I don't think it's necessarily important, nor do I think it's going to be revisited at any time.
But it's a cool detail. It's cool to speculate about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Yeah. All right, cool. So so they make a second Metallo out of that guy that's like...
No,
don't do that.
Yes, we will do that, and we'll do that to you.
Yeah, so you make a second Metallo who, my question is, so there's two of them, which I think is cool. That's a great idea. John Corbin was the beta test. Now it all works. It's fine. That guy didn't want to be a Metallo, and now he's fine with it.
Well.
So they definitely did something to his brain.
Right.
So my question is, did they do something to John Corbin's brain and not tell him?
Yeah, who knows?
You know, because they were like, you know, because there was a little bit of convincing when they turned it, but this guy was definitely just, I'm just a robot.
It was just like, don't do this. Then all of a sudden it was, now there are two of them.
We should not have made this bargain. Yeah. So.
Still getting worse and worse all the time.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Star Wars another time. So do you think they played around with John Corbett's brain and didn't tell him, or is he just very willing to be Metallo?
Speaking of Spider-Man 2, maybe it's like when the inhibitor chip got blown out and the arms took over on Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that. Maybe the power of being a Terminator with a human head does stuff to your brain.
That's possible. I don't have a problem with that. But it affected that guy a lot faster than it affected John Corbin.
Corbin was already a jerk. He didn't need to go as far.
Yeah, but that guy didn't really have a personality after he became Metallo
the second. He was basically a robot.
He was just a killer robot. Yeah,
that's valid. That's a good point. I know. The story needed it to happen that way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, there we go.
I'm just speculating. It's fine. It's fine.
I agree with you.
I would assume they had a little thing where if John Corbin was like, you know what? I don't want to do this. They'd be like, well, too bad, bud.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But, like, if they want to do it on their own, maybe it's easier because, like, there's more teamwork involved than just here's this drone. Or maybe more effective, I should say.
Sure.
Very good. I said Wynn and Alex were really fun together, and I want more of it.
Same. Same.
They're lots of fun together.
Yes.
I definitely want to see more of that happen.
Yep.
They need to find... They find McGill, the kryptonite mole. My question, why doesn't Wynn have to dress like a DEO agent?
Everybody's
in a black jumpsuit or something thereabouts, and he's just like, I've got my fun checkered shirt on. Yeah. I'm Wynn. I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
He's the fashion guy, you know what I mean?
I could be sassy to my boss, and nothing happens, but everyone else is like, yes, sir, no, sir, sir.
If Vasquez was there, I bet she would have something to say about
She transferred to S.H.I.E.L.D.
I guess so.
You know.
That's
she
right.
went to another government
agency. You did tell
agency.
Me that, yes.
Yeah. So I can't help you. She did not want to move to the new skyscraper in Vancouver.
Nope.
Who's to say what happened?
I prefer caves.
Yeah. So Alex goes to find McGill, you know, she's like, I got this fake job for you, blah, 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 all this stuff. And she's like, move, don't free, you know, don't move, all this stuff. Boom. Dr. Cadmus lady kills her. Him. Not her. Whoa.
Yeah.
That would have changed the show.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Got dark
I know the difference between males and females.
And to think of the last sister's night.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, no. And so Alex, she's like, no, I won't join you. Whatever. And she's like, fine, whatever. Die now, please. You're going to die now. And then she springs into super Alex mode.
Super cool.
Way better even than the first episode. She, like, great choreography.
She went all out.
Yeah. Like, finally you feel like this is why you're a treasured member of the DEO. Because not only, like, do you do super science stuff, mm-hmm. but you also can actually kick ass, which we didn't really see.
Correct.
In the first season. We saw hints of it sometimes, but it was like that. It was CBS action versus CW action.
Yeah,
and you can really tell they've upped the ante. Super fights and not.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference now.
Yeah, there is a huge difference in just two episodes in the effects and the fight sequences, choreography, like everything. There are big differences.
Yeah. So CW, thank you for the action.
Yes, I got to think that's they just have access to people who have worked on these other shows in Vancouver.
And
who are able to just
they're also to a different audience, that one that cares about action and choreography, and you know,
that's a very good point. There's more emphasis on it now.
Sure. So we already alluded to this. Wynn cries at Superman's compliment, which you know, like, oh, it looks great, not you. I think you did a really nice job here, Wynn. are you crying?
No.
So then they go, and then so there's a explosion and destruction at Krypton Park, and Superman is like, this is why I shouldn't have left, because this happens.
Chances are
it would have happened even if he were there, but I can understand his guilt, because that's the best part about Superman. It's not about whether he will die or not. It's about whether he can save people or not.
That's right.
And that's where the real angst comes from. Turns out that Metropolis has mountains.
Apparently.
Because, well, they're in Vancouver, but I noticed those things. Like, if shows try to hide the mountains versus just, like, they're there, like, they're whatever. And so Metropolis has mountains. Mm-hmm. Fun fact. Alex in her exosuit. Whoever came up with that idea, bless you.
Oh, my.
Because I loved that suit.
Oh, my.
I loved that suit at the end of season one.
Yeah.
And I was really happy to see it back, because then we got tag team Alex and Supergirl.
Yes.
Manhunter and Superman.
I was flailing. Like, I was dying.
Yeah.
It was epic. It was everything I could have wanted.
Yeah. They had a great fight. The little pieces, you know, got shorted out and whatever else. I'm a little bummed that Superman and Martian Manhunter fought the, like, Metallo the second.
Me too. I can't, but it makes sense. Supergirl would fight the main Metallo.
The number one Metallo. He attacked her
and
wounded her. It's only fair that she come back and fight and take him out.
Yes.
The Reactron thing did not happen the way. Remember, I said that maybe he would get taken out and she would save him. That did not happen.
Not happen.
Like I thought it would. That was maybe too good for them, or because I said it, you know, months after they filmed, because nobody from the show listens to this anymore.
Maybe.
Who's to say?
Who knows?
I don't know, Larry. If you're listening, was it a good idea? Why not?
You tell us.
Yeah. All right. So. Or was it too on the nose?
Maybe it was too on the nose. Yeah.
Or not on the nose enough. There are so many questions that I have. So Martian Manhunter takes out second Metallo by phasing out his heart with his hand and pulling him out, which was amazing.
Like a speedster.
I like the way that they're filming him, because arguably, he's an expensive character to have, because you have to digitally alter his face and all that stuff, whatever. And so it's a lot of quick cuts around him, which I think is very wise. But I really would have loved like a 2 second shot, like an up tilt shot of the two of them standing in frame together. That's what I like. They're there, but it's so fast. I had to like pause it to be like, there they are. I couldn't relish looking at them together.
Right.
That's a minor complaint, and only because I like splash pages in comics.
Yeah,
I wanted a
splash page moment. Yeah. Like you got with King Shark.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I wanted a splash page, but it didn't happen. But that's okay. Alex's fight, and Supergirl's fight with Metallo was even better. I watched it a couple of times, went back and watched it during the commercials.
Nice.
Mostly for Alex's amazing kill.
Mm.
Or at least disarmament,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
The pipe throw, like, I've got his arm. Amazing. But no, what was the most amazing about it was the effect of the oil spilling out
yes,
of the pipe.
Yes.
That was a... I love that. That was a great special effect. That's stuff that we didn't get on CBS.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I so agree with you.
Yeah. These are the things that CW is going to excel at because this is their area.
Yep.
And so, it was so good. Like, as much fun as the fight was at the end of season one, it was a lot of fun, great choreography, all this stuff. They've really found what they can do with one another here in this space.
Right.
It was so great.
So good.
I loved it.
That's something you can relish.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Many, many times. Superman got a pun at the end of the fight. You know, just the, you know, little thing. So did she, actually. She had a couple. All right. So Supergirl then goes to Kat. You know, said, you know, I heard you're leaving. Little bird told me. Little plane. Huh. We had a laugh. So fun. You know, I loved her little. You know, my real name is Catherine. I'm not going to tell you my real name.
Duh.
I tried. Yeah, it was great. I loved that. I loved that little moment between them.
That was a nice moment.
Yeah. I like that Kat is excited about the unknown, whereas Kara is like, no, things are changing and all the whatever and all this stuff. And she's like, great. Yeah. What else is new? What adventure can I go on?
That's Kat, right? Yeah. That's very in
but
line
that's,
with Kat's character.
But that's the subtle lesson that she's taught her, even though she didn't even know she was doing it. You know, this like, I'm excited for the next step.
Yeah.
And I'm much older than, you know, not much older, but, you know,
yeah,
I'm older than you, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can be excited for whatever step comes too. Arguably, Kat maybe has had more changes in her life than Kara had. But Kara's had some big ones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Arguably, her whole planet.
Yeah. That's a big change.
Yeah. You know, Krypton. Boom. Got it.
Yeah.
So, I think by the end of the episode, this is the most at ease we've ever seen Kat. It actually feels she played it like the world had finally lifted off her shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know, she was, you know, like she was not stressed. She was not. She was completely at ease with herself and her decision. And we've never seen her like that really before.
Sure.
And it was really, and I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
Until she comes back.
I do hope they bring her back relatively soon. And not like, hey, you know, a little cameo at the end of the season. I'd like to see her sometime mid season or so, but, yeah, she'll be missed, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. All right, and so Clark says his goodbyes. No, I'm not there yet. Supergirl does a quick change. She flies on the wall and whatever. That was great. We got it twice in this in this episode, and I loved it. That's classic comics.
It is. It's classic, like, Superman.
Where's the costume? Doesn't matter. You know, like... Where is there a compartment in the wall?
Right.
Does she fly home, then go back to the same spot? Doesn't matter.
Is it in a ring? Is it like...
Yeah, right. Yeah. So much fun. I loved that. And then, James, you're here.
You're here. Yeah.
You were in this show. Who knew?
Who knew?
I literally, like, was surprised to see him. Like, he showed up. I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're a character on this show, aren't you? I know why you're becoming the Guardian now.
Yeah.
Because my react, like, I didn't question once where he was when this happened.
Right.
Not once was I like, where's James in all of this?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, it didn't. He wasn't, like, necessary in the he wasn't part of the plot.
No,
episode,
he wasn't.
Which is fine.
And it was fine that he wasn't shoehorned into it either.
Yeah, exactly.
But I really understand why they're pushing this. You know, he's got to be on this team in some way.
Yeah, he'll have his own role to play.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed that. Speaking of that, since it was news and all that stuff and whatever else, they were photo released.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Guardian, him in the Guardian costume?
I like it. It's not the traditional Guardian costume.
The helmet particularly is not traditional Guardian.
But I like it. It looks cool. It reminds me of something you might see on the Flash or Arrow.
Sure.
I think so. I like it for that reason. I hope that they give us something of an homage to his classic costume, at least the color scheme wise or something.
It was actually just the color because it's all just gray and black or silver or whatever, and the Guardian's traditionally in blue and gold.
Right.
Which I mean, the whole helmet, I can understand maybe not doing gold and everything like that.
Yeah, I'd like to see some homage to it.
Like, he actually, the color doesn't really tonally fit the show.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if that's just like a first pass costume or something.
I would agree with that. You know, like, because it's more about going out at night and helping the small folk, I think.
Yeah.
At first. And so we'll see where it goes. But speaking of James, James is going to be the new cat for the time
being. Yeah,
he got promoted.
Which is, that's not how that works, but okay.
No, it's fine. But this is like
even he was like big promotion, huh?
Yeah, like when being a DEO agent, you know, like you join. Yeah, that's not how the world works, but it's fine. It's people flying around wearing capes. It's not how the world works either.
Why I'm going to let it go.
Yeah. However, that being said, I think there's a little less girl power in the show than there used to be by having Snapper be her boss and by James being the bigger boss.
I agree.
I think there was a real powerful message with Cat Grant being
the boss lady.
Being the boss lady, and now you have two men.
Yeah, it's true. I wonder if that's what Lena Luthor is gonna try and sort of fill. We do have
possibly
another major female character coming next week.
We'll talk about that in the trailer.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe they're trying to offset that in some ways. Maybe those characters will play a larger role. Maybe not fill the same shoes, but fill a larger role. We'll see.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I really liked Blake Neely's goodbye music. Is that I never really marked the music. We talked about the Superman theme a little last week, which you heard again this week. But I really liked his Cat and Kara goodbye music, his underscore. It was really nice.
I didn't really pay attention to it.
It was some of the most melodic stuff that's been on the show. Yeah, I do recommend going back.
I'll have to go back and listen specifically for that.
Okay, so then Kara writes a thing up on the attack at Krypton Park and all this stuff, and 500 words, read it. He's like, you don't work here, blah, blah, blah. She's like, fine, I'll take it somewhere else. No, come back. I'll give you $50 for all of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get
crap?
Paid?
Crap. Mega crap. Crap. Yeah.
Can I get paid in advance?
Yeah, right. Miss Grant. So anyway.
Miss Grant.
Yeah.
It sounds like Miss Brandt, but it's
not. So they have some fun things. She still doesn't get a chair. Jean gives up all the kryptonite to Superman.
Yes.
He decides that, you know, they do trust one another now Alex and Kara also trust one another again, because they've had like this, hey, you know, you hurt me, but it's okay. And now we're going to talk about it. And you're like, no, blah, blah, blah. She said something interesting going back to all that. I kind of skipped over it in the interest of time, but she said something really interesting. Oh, you mean like when Superman abandoned you with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was interesting. At first, I was like, he was a baby when that happened. Then I was like, oh, no, she meant when Kara landed.
Yeah, because he did.
He kind of did. But it was more like he entrusted her to them. It was sort of
that's right.
Please take care of my...
But also...
He could, yeah.
You could have come to
visit. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
And,
he could have done more than texting.
Right, and he really didn't, because we know that, like, one of the first episodes, maybe the pilot even, it was the pilot when she's talking to James. She's like, what's he like?
Yes.
You should know what he's like.
Yeah.
He's your cousin.
Right.
But he had a hard time with being clingy. Not anymore, though.
Not anymore. All of a sudden.
So everybody gets hugs. It's real fun. He flies and does a quick change. We see the outside of the Daily Planet. You can tell because it's a Daily Planet on the outside.
Yes.
He gets another call from Mr. White, which was super great. He'll have it done in a jiffy, which is a unit of measurement. All that stuff. But as soon as he lands, he's like, I miss you already.
So weird. That's so creepy. That's so like relationship-y.
It's relationship-y.
It's so weird. It's your freaking cousin, dude. Like, what? That's so very strange.
Yeah. And I,
very strange.
But I mean, that's like, they really only have each other. Like this Krypton connection.
I know.
So I get that, but it did feel weird. But I mean, clearly not weird to her, because she was also like, miss you too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's been less than 6 minutes. I'm going to keep using that. It takes less than 6 minutes
to fly.
You know, if anyone wants to do that math, how fast does Superman travel on average and the distance between National City and Metropolis? Because they move.
Rocket scientists out there who want to email us, astrophysicists, please.
If Metropolis has mountains in this universe, National City is L.A., let's say, or thereabouts that area.
Yeah.
Metropolis has to be
Midwest.
With mountains?
I mean like Chicago or something. Like,
oh, sure. Let's say Chicago.
I don't know.
Fine. We'll say Chicago.
Millennium Park, Centennial Park, or Krypton Park. Never mind.
But it's all the same park.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Kara goes to Mon-El, right? And he's sitting there in his little coma, and she's like, hey, you don't have anybody, and I promise that when you wake up, I'm going to take care of you.
Sure.
With love.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wakes up and tries to choke her out.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships.
Relationship goals.
Yeah, right. But I like what she says about, you know, like, okay, this part, this life of, like, Clark and I won't be together all the time, but, like, I'm not going to abandon you, maybe, the way that Clark abandoned me. Maybe not meaning to.
Yeah.
But, you know, because clearly they do have some kind of relationship, because when Superman sees Alex previous episode, they're like, hey, you know, like, it's not like, oh, I haven't seen you in 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, clearly there is a relationship that we just missed out on. I think that it's just that Superman doesn't come to visit Kara. Clark comes to visit Kara.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Supergirl wouldn't come. Superman wouldn't come to visit Kara. Clark would, as Supergirl and Superman hang with one another. Clark and Kara also hang with. You don't mix and match them.
Right.
And I think that maybe that's the key.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I figured it out. I feel better about it already.
All right. Get it figured out.
Good. But I like this, you know, like, I'm not going to abandon you, you know, because we're the same, and they are, as we'll learn later.
Mm-hmm.
We're sexy and the same.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the end of the episode?
I have a thought about her conversation with Alex.
Sure.
Alex mentions, you know, she hasn't been on a date in 2 years. And she's having sort of what seems like a personal crisis, right? She and Kara are not growing apart, but they kind of have their own pursuits in their own lives at this point, right? Where Kara is really getting into her career, and Alex seems
really
she's
into my career right now.
She feels left out or left behind by Kara right now. So I think they're setting up an arc for Alex here, where she's going to be focusing more on herself, and I think there'll be a relationship for Alex in the very near future.
With Wynn.
Not with Wynn.
No, I don't
know. Not with Maxwell Lord.
Oh, that was my next one.
Not with a man.
You think Alex is gay?
Mm-hmm.
You think she's the gay character that's going to be revealed on the CW shows?
I do.
I'll say I think it's Wynn.
Mm, I don't.
Ooh, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is Alex.
Think about who's coming soon. Think about characters that are coming to the show soon.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's very exciting.
So let's get into spoilers so we can talk about this.
Yeah,
some more,
I want to talk about this.
Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, I don't have much to say, but I want to be talking about
any
it.
Other final thoughts before we hit the trailer?
No, I... Cat Grant quote of the week.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it before we do spoilers.
All right, you get to go first.
Okay. My Cat Grant quote of the week was, watching Clark Kent walk away is like transcendental meditation. All your troubles, all your worries, they just fall away.
I actually agree with you.
Yeah.
Because I think that was actually really the only...
It was kind of the only one.
Yeah, she was more sentimental this episode.
Yeah.
And so I guess my other only quote would be like, you are kind, you are smart, you is important.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever.
Who's that?
Is that so my question now is, do you have a snapper car quote of the week? Is there something is there something snappy that you would like to say?
I wasn't
snappy,
on the,
our snappy car segment.
I wasn't on the lookout for one like I was for Caput. It sounds like you might have one.
I should text you. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. I like this.
I'll read the one. How about I read all the ones that I wrote.
Okay,
So I actually said one in the episode, oh, you chose it. This isn't a Facebook update.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
This is actually my quote of the week.
Okay.
Now get out before I channel my last divorce and break you emotionally.
I remember that one, actually. That was good. Probably was the best one.
Yeah. And this one I liked for the tete-a-tete of it.
Okay.
I don't like your ponytail. Well, I don't need you to like me, you jerk guy. I enjoyed that. But definitely the break you emotionally one is that's my favorite. It'll be real fun. I think a snappy car. I think I'm going to call it snappy car because that's
snapper car, snappy quotes.
Snappy quotes from Snapper Car.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll
figure that one out.
We'll workshop that for another time. And no, we probably won't. We'll struggle with it for weeks.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, if you don't want to stick around for spoilers, thanks for joining us. You can find us at SupergirlTVTalk@gmail.com. at TV Supergirl on Twitter. And please do leave us iTunes reviews because they mean the world to us. I mean, I don't mean like a world like Krypton that explodes. I mean like our world that is real and sticking around. So please leave us those iTunes reviews. 5 stars would be amazing. And tell everybody how great my beard is, I guess, because Tim said so. And want to read some reviews?
I have a lot of reviews here, but I'm only going to read two, and we'll keep going as the weeks keep going.
Sounds good. Keep sending them in, and Tim will keep reading them.
I will. I have great podcast by La 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 6969U.
Nice.
Yeah. Tim has sexy hair.
Oh.
That's the actual review.
All right.
Which is great. It was the first one that talks about, and it's only my sexy hair. I agree.
I like it.
Okay, I get Great, Just Great by Tiffany Bayoube. I really enjoy listening to this podcast right after an episode aired. The host, Tim and Frank, have a great discussion about each episode. They're very entertaining, and I love hearing their thoughts with every episode. Oh. This is your go-to podcast for Supergirl, the TV show. They will not disappoint.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much. Other reviews will be coming your way with other episodes.
Keep sending them in. We'll keep reading them. Okay. Well, if that's it for you, we're going to talk the trailer and some spoilers now, and some speculation. So if you don't want to hear that, now is your jumping off point.
All right, so let's talk trailer.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead.
So, yeah. So, I guess you're right. Let's do start with the trailer. And then we'll move on to other speculation. So we saw Linda Carter in
President
the trailer.
Linda Carter.
President Linda Carter made a...
The actress, not the... not related to Peggy Carter.
Yes, and not Linda... yeah, exactly. And not Linda Carter, the night nurse.
Right.
But so we saw her. We saw
Lena come back. We saw Magenta. We saw potentially
Magenta. I think you mean Magneto.
No, Magenta.
Kidding. Don't. When I was a kid, I used to call Magneto Magento.
That's awesome.
Because he was Magenta.
I have a friend who's an adult who still calls him Magneto. Which is technically not Magneto. Wrong because that's really what it is, and it's one of those things like when you don't know when nobody says it out loud, like nobody pronounced Mjolnir right until the
that's
movie so there are a couple of shots that I think we're getting Miss Martian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because she's supposed to come in episode 4.
Yeah, I think we're getting her now.
Yeah.
I think we're getting her early. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think we're seeing Miss Martian.
Unless the trailer is not all for next week, and it's a couple of episodes worth of stuff.
Right.
Which is a little possible.
Yes.
But, yeah, we get some. I'm fairly certain that we are getting Megan Moraz.
Yes, I agree with you.
Who is Miss Martian.
Miss Martian.
And I don't want to say anything more about her and how she's on Earth or anything like that. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure she's in that trailer.
I think you're right.
Yeah, there are a couple of shots that are very, very telling. I enjoyed the Angels in America joke. Did you get that? So you know the play Angels in America?
Yeah.
And I think it was an HBO movie.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, but...
It's instead of Angels in America, it's Aliens in America.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
words. I like it.
I liked it.
Nice.
Whether that was on purpose or not, I noticed it.
Probably was.
Okay. So, anything else you'd like to add about the trailer?
Yeah, I think we saw Maggie Sawyer.
Really? Is this the extended one?
This is...
We're looking at it now.
This is the 45.
That's Magenta.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Magenta. This is on Supergirl.tv I'm watching this from. Aliens in America. There you go.
That's Linda Carter.
Yep. And Magenta again. And I think that's Maggie Sawyer, is it not?
Sure.
I think it is.
I actually don't know what the actress looks like who's playing her.
I believe that's her.
That's fantastic.
I do believe
that's
her.
Okay, so that... Let's take that right into...
My speculation?
Yeah, so go. Speculation,
so
go.
Maggie Sawyer is a Metropolis cop.
Wait. Oh, no, that was Magenta. Never mind. I saw Heat Vision that was red. And
yeah,
I got
that was Magenta.
Also, their Heat Vision, when it glows just from their eyes, is red now. Did
it
you
is.
Notice that?
Yes, but the beams are blue.
But the eyes
but the
are
eyes
red.
Glowing are just red,
I love Superman red eyes.
Man, me too. When it's not overused, it's great. So, Maggie Sawyer is a...
super passive-aggressive. When it's not overused, it's great.
Yeah.
That was super passive aggressive.
Well, no, it was just a statement of fact. When it's not overused, it's great.
Oh.
In some comics, it can be overused sometimes.
I was thinking of the Snyderverse.
Oh, Yeah, there too.
Because he sneezes and they turn red.
He doesn't feel well.
Yeah.
Super cold. So Maggie Sawyer is a Metropolis cop. Got anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Major crimes unit.
Right.
Right. And she is a gay character. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes depicted as a gay character. In recent years, always a gay character. And given what we were told that some character from one of these shows is going to be revealed to be gay, and given the fact and given the fact that Kyler at San Diego Comic-Con said she was going to have a big journey this year and it was going to be some major changes for Alex, I think that is Alex who's going to be gay. I think that Maggie Sawyer may be the catalyst for that.
Do you think she'll leave the DEO and work for the science police?
That's a great question. I have not thought about it that far.
Makes sense. She's a scientist and she has training. Maybe she helps form the science police.
There you
Maggie
go.
Sawyer.
That could be cool. Yeah, that could be cool. I definitely think that's... I feel pretty strongly that I think that's what's going to happen. I think that's why she mentioned she hasn't had a date in 2 years. I think that's to tee it up.
Oh.
I think it's some foreshadowing of Alex is going through a lot right now, and maybe this is why. Maybe she's finding herself and learning more about herself than she realized.
That would be great, actually.
And maybe that's why she needs Kara so badly. She needs someone to be there, you know, with her as she's going through whatever she's going through, and Kara kind of, you know, needing attention of her own is like something that she can't provide right now.
Wow.
That's my theory.
Wow. Real. I like that. Real good.
It's my theory.
All right.
Didn't want to say it earlier when we got the email about it, cause I didn't want to spoil anything.
Mm.
But that's my theory.
Wow. Good theory. Can't fight it.
Cool.
But I think that about wraps us all up.
I think so.
Longer than last week.
Wow. Yeah.
I think
we had a lot to talk about.
So much for saying no episode will be as long as this one.
Well,
oh well.
If they keep making interesting TV, we're going to keep talking about it. That's that's how it goes. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. See you next time.
Yeah.
All right. Up, up, and away.